Welcome back to Where You At. I'm your host, Taylor Anthony, and today I'm talking with my friend Michael Patterson, someone I went to John Carroll with for undergrad. He's a recent college grad finding his footing as he enters the workforce. We get into what it's like figuring things out after graduation, the power of networking, and the reality of comparison when everyone's paths look so different. It's an honest talk about growth and giving yourself grace in the process. Hey, Mikey, welcome to Where You At.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here. I mean, like, I've been excited the whole week. I was just telling you off camera, I'm excited to get asked some questions for once. So I'm real excited and just have a cool little conversation. I'm real excited. You helped me out before. You still help me out to this day. I'm excited. I couldn't help but join.
Well, thank you for coming on. I was excited too because, you know, I've interviewed a lot of people who are maybe a little further along, like in terms of, you know, their careers or they're just starting their careers. And I wanted your perspective because you just finished undergrad. So I felt like, you know, people can relate to that period of their life just finishing school. And that's why, you know, I thought you'd be a great guest to have on. So thank you. I appreciate you coming on.
No problem. No problem. Always.
Well, first of all, congratulations on graduating. That is a huge accomplishment. You got that bachelor's degree. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That grind, all those nights, all those, why am I really doing this, all that. But mm-hmm. It paid off. Yes, thank you. Thank you. It was great. I've been good.
Yes.
I've been good. Just chilling, working, chilling, figuring things out.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really special. Trying to get my own things going. Just figuring things out right now. Taking it day by day. I've been good.
Good for you. That's all you really can do, you know?
Yes. That's what I've learned over there, especially recently late like summer. That's what I learned. You just got to take things for what they are and just day by day. But yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah. And I know it's funny, you know, it's funny that I'm reaching out to you for an interview now because you reached out to me. What was that back in February?
February
that you did the Black History Month article?
Yep, the Black History and JCU Sports. That was probably to this day, probably my favorite story. In the Carroll News to this day. I love that story.
Really?
Yes, it was just fun. Aww, to just
it came back. Together nice.
It did. It really did. It was fun and real inspiring, influential, all of that, just to see like, I mean, specifically our people and just how we were able to make such an impact at, let's just be real, PWI, and just how it just kept evolving year after year and even as soon as 2019, your graduating year? 2019 even and still now. So yeah, so it was real fun. That was a good story.
Yeah, no, I got the chance to read it all and it was great. I was honored that you reached out for an interview because it's always, you know, I'm always happy to help. It's, you know, alums, JCU alums, so you know, we got to stay connected.
Got to.
And then I saw you, that was NABJ, I saw you at the conference. That was funny. I did not even expect to see you there.
Right.
But it was, of course, in Cleveland. So I'm so happy that you went because you got to take advantage of those networking opportunities and, you know, things like that.
It was so big. Just the people I were able to meet, just meeting people everywhere, ESPN specifically, being able to get on ESPN.
Your First Take debut. Yes, I saw that. I was like, I was in the First Take room. I was watching the episode. And when you came up on the screen, I was like, okay, JC, you represent. I was so happy for you.
Nervous. It was just so surreal. To this day, it was so surreal. Like, I never would have even dreamed of that. Like, it was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just blessed.
So many good things are coming your way. And it's just like, I feel like you're doing everything right. But I do want to take a second because people may be wondering, well, how do you guys know each other? Well, for people out there, we went to John Carroll together for undergrad. I was, what, three years ahead of you? 2 years?
Yep, two. I was 21. You were 19, yep.
No. I graduated in 23.
Hey, why did I say 19?
I graduated high school in
2019. Oh, my God. I'm thinking high school. Oh, my God. I'm thinking high school because I said 21. That's so funny. Yes.
Oh, I get what you're saying. But still, we were 2 years apart.
I was 25. You were 23. Yes.
Yes. That's me. Yeah, I got you. But it was funny because we were kind of involved in similar things, but we didn't really, I mean, I don't remember talking to you that much, maybe in passing or something, but we didn't talk that much at undergrad.
We didn't. We were, like you said, we were involved in similar things. And when you think about the, TCN, and I know you were more involved with the TV side of things when they had that going.
Mm-hmm.
Both were athletes, but yeah, like I would definitely remember seeing you in passing. I would always knew, ran track and stuff, and knew you were doing your thing there. But yeah, we never really Yeah, we never really talked. Really, yeah, it was just like,
yeah, I didn't really connect until obviously after school, but obviously, you know, better late than never. So,
exactly.
You played basketball, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played my freshman year, quit, and then started getting real involved with Sports Info and all like mm-hmm. TCN and all that. And so, yeah, it was looking back, like, I'm glad things went how they went. I mean, I got a lot of real great experiences, met a lot of great people through, like, not only TCN, but JCU, the Sports Info Department, Joe Ginley. I mean, shout out to him. He's amazing. But just everybody that works there, they do great, still doing great. And, yeah, I'm glad things went how they went, for sure.
Yeah, we got those experiences. Because even though you did take a step back from the sport that you love, you still were able to find, you know, the love in other ways for the sport, right?
Oh, yeah. I was able to get the professional side of it because I always knew I wanted to be – I mean, from day one, even when I came in as a recruit or whatever, I knew I wanted to be a journalist and specifically in sports. And stepping away from sports, like you said, it allowed me to do that. Like, I was still writing articles for games. I ended up worked my way up to by my senior year, like, being the head commentator. So I was commentating most of the games. So I was still heavily involved with the sport, like, heavily. Still doing stories with TCN when I became the editor my senior year. So, yeah, it gave me a chance to get even – still be entrenched in that sport I love, but at the same time start to see, like, the professional side of what I wanted to do. So that was good. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, and what you could do with it as a career more so than just being – not just being an athlete, but, you know, you got to think of yourself once your athletic years are over. So I get it.
Hey, it was real great.
So how have these first few months been out of school? I mean, I know that period of time is so, like, you know, you're just like, what's next? You're trying to figure out a bunch of things. How has it been for you?
It's been so up and down, Taylor. It's been like – it's crazy. Like, the summer specifically, I'm not going to lie, like, it was, those 3 months were, like, really, really hard. And a lot of it was because, like, just me, I feel like I put a lot of expectations on myself. And, like, one thing I noticed, like, you were talking in one of your clips, I can't remember if it was with your last one or one before, but just the whole just comparison thing, like, you can't help, especially when you're at a school like John Carroll, so many people doing great things, so many people I'm off to such and such job in this city. I'm moving on this city, leaving my own. I'm doing everybody's just doing such great things. You can't help but, like, I mean, let's be real. Look at the next man, look at the next girl saying, well, how do I stack up? What am I doing? And summer specifically, looking for jobs and stuff. It was a real reality check because, I mean, a lot of times you're not going to get that dream job coming out of college, obviously. But sometimes you're not even going to get that. You're not even going to get that first, necessarily, that entry-level job coming out of college. And I learned that. Mm-hmm. And I learned just take your journey for what it is. Like you said earlier, just keep doing the right things. Control what you can control. Do what you show up for yourself. Give it 100%. Just control what you can control. That eventually got me to the end of the summer. Just that mindset. Mm-hmm. And eventually, I mean, I did find a job. I'm still working. I'm working at Euclid now as a paraprofessional, teacher's aide in the SPED department. Which is pretty nice overall. I can definitely test your patience and stuff. But overall, it is nice. It definitely can test your patience and stuff. But just being back with being back in my alumni, I love Euclid. Like, I really do. I love Euclid. Just being back there, all the teachers, familiar faces, just seeing the kids, everything is nice. So, I mean, to answer your question, the past months have just been up and down. But right now, I think I'm on the upside. Everything's been going
well. That's good. That's good. What were those types of positions that you were looking for after graduation? Was there a specific roles you were applying for at first?
Oh, yeah. So just like reporting roles, I would see just certain producer roles with certain stations, things like that. And just like the main thing I would just run into and just like that whole, I mean, you know, a lot of those jobs require, like, you need experience and stuff like that. So that's what kind of got in my way. But those were the types of jobs. And then I eventually lucked up with Fox 8, ended up getting that internship with their little Friday Night Touchdown, helping out with that until the
I've been helping out. Okay, yeah, congrats on that.
Thank you. I've been doing that since August, doing that until the middle of November. So I eventually lucked up with that. But I was definitely looking, like, more journalism or entry level PR, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I figured, like, PR and journalism, it goes hand in hand. So I'm thinking, you know, that'd be a good way to break through, good way to good way to still use like my writing skills and things like that. But things didn't necessarily work out all the way. But like I said, things are definitely starting to turn the corner. But those were definitely the jobs I was still looking at, like journalism or entry level PR type of stuff for sure.
And were you were a communications major too? Or because I know we didn't really have like a journalism, you know, like a journalism.
Right. You know the closest thing to it. Yeah, digital media, the closest thing they have to it. And yeah. And I was about to say anything with content creation, I was looking for anything's in that realm. But yeah, my degree's in digital media.
So yeah, we got the same degree. I feel you there, because I was also at the point, you know, leaving John Carroll, I was like, okay, I'm not at a school that's necessarily, I want to try this on air thing, right? I'm not at a school that's necessarily preparing me for that. We had, you know, great experience writing, like you said, with the Carroll News. And, you know, obviously you had great experience joining Sports Info and getting, you know, reps with that. But at the end of the day, our classwork, our coursework wasn't necessarily foundational for journalism. So now we're looking at these, you know, these job positions, and it's like, okay, well, I don't have a reel to show. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't necessarily have, at that, you know, at that point leaving John Carroll, I didn't have what I needed, what I felt I needed. And honestly, what the jobs were looking for to start applying for those on air entry level reporting jobs. So that's why I decided to go and try, you know, get the master's, do that. And that 1 year program taught me, I mean, everything, but also it showed me that so much of that we can expose ourselves to as well. So like you were saying, the content creation, yeah, keep on with that, because, you know, the social media thing is the future. You know, people, that's where they're consuming so much of their news, their content, their sports, you know, everything. I mean, yes, you know, local news is still a thing, but, you know, people, we're on these phones now, you know, that's where everything's at, and these little devices. So
listen, a lot of people, I'm starting to see, like, a lot of people depend on social media more than, like, which is bad and or not necessarily good, but a lot of people are like turning their eyes to social media more than they would to, like you said, the local news channel. And so, like you said, social media is definitely going to compute a role and be real important, especially to people like us in the field. So yeah, definitely got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I love that you were still able to find, you know, in the meantime, while you're figuring it out, you have a great internship opportunity with Fox 8. Did you know I interned with Fox 8 too?
Yeah, I remember. I could have swore you said something. Was it with the Friday Night Touchdown too?
No, it wasn't sports. It was they have a lifestyle show called New Day Cleveland. It comes on Monday through Fridays. And I interned. I like just helped the producers during my senior year. So that was like my senior capstone internship.
Oh, wow, really? And how long did it run? Like the whole semester?
I think it was my spring semester. So like that capstone course we took, so that counted for that. So it was a great opportunity, and it kind of just opened my eyes to more of like lifestyle television, because it's different than typical like traditional news. It's more like, you know, featuring small businesses, little shops and things like that. So it was very different and more a little lighter than news, but it was a really cool experience, especially, you know, being from Ohio. I grew up in like the Canton area, Massillon, Ohio. So still, you know, still Northeast Ohio, and, you know, being able to intern at like our local news station that we grew up watching, like that was so cool for me. So I was like, oh, you know. So no, Fox 8, I met great people, great connections there. So I'm so happy that you were able to, you know, you kind of got your foot in the door there now too.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. It is real big. It is crazy just having my own little cubicle, just being there, being like, just seeing, turn around, seeing King Carmen. It's like, wow, like, okay. Like, like this.
Yes,
it is.
He actually went to my high school. I'm pretty huge. Massillon Perry graduate. Yeah.
He is from Perry. That is a try. He is from Perry. Yes.
So I don't know if he remembers me, but he may. I don't know. He might remember me if you ask him, but it might take it. I don't know, because I wasn't like working with him, but I did talk to him like once or twice while I was interning there. So
yeah, he's real cool. He's real funny. He's real funny.
Yeah. Funny. So how has it been? I think I was getting at the point where, you know, when you finished John Carroll, looking for those entry level jobs, like you said, applying. Even you were still able to make your situation work for you. So you needed that full-time job. So you said you're working at Euclid City Schools?
Yeah, Euclid High School right now, yep.
Okay, so what does the paraprofessional role kind of look like?
So, I mean, pretty much is what I tell people, and sum it up, it's like a teacher's aide. I mean, I have a one-on-one student, Azari. Okay. Real, she's nice and sweet. She's a real, real sweet girl. But I'm just like with her all day, tagged along, glued to her hip, like during class lessons. making sure she's paying attention, if she needs help with her work, mm-hmm. Things like that. And just, I mean, what I just explained with her, I mean, to the whole classroom, like if my teacher can't really get, if he's, let's say he's with one student, but someone else needs something, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just going to sit around, I'm going to help see what they need. It's just basically just attending to their needs, pretty much just watching over them, attending to their needs, like even, like I said, academically, personally, just making sure they're okay. And just, it, mm-hmm. like I said, in a sense, I sum it up as like, you're just really a teacher's aide in the classroom. And it's real cool. Okay. It's real nice. They're sweet kids. They're real nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so would you think this is a type of role just until you kind of figure out what maybe next, or until like the next opportunity presents itself for you?
It was definitely in my mind, like I wouldn't see myself doing it more than like 2 years. That's if things go perfectly to me. And to answer your question, yeah, it was more so like, okay, like, you know, I'm graduated. Things in my field specifically are really, really tight right now. I'm not sit around and just do nothing. I'm not. Mm-hmm. This could be just a good opportunity to have my first, like, I mean, this is my first full-time 5-day-a-week job. Just getting the swing of a work schedule, getting the swing of getting mm-hmm. used to, you know, with money, getting the swing of just being productive finances, overall. Yeah. Yeah, just everything. Just working on just becoming an adult, because at the end of the day, I'm still learning and trying to mold myself into an adult. So like that, I think that was a good opportunity to do that. And while I'm still like mm-hmm. networking in the field, still looking for certain opportunities in the field, like my Fox 8 position or whatever comes up in the future. But this was more so something that, like I said, I need something out of college to do, stay productive. It's fun and nice, like I said, a nice job, but it's, at the end of the day, it's not my passion. It's not what I set out to do. So, I'm definitely still looking to, like, still looking to be on air just like you one day and cover sports and or write or whatever. But, mm-hmm. yeah, this is definitely just something to keep me productive in the meantime while I figure out what's next in the field of journalism, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. But I also, you know, you're probably making a difference in the lives of these students. So even though it is a temporary thing for you, the impact that you have, yes. and, you know, it's probably bigger than maybe you even realize.
I hope so. I really do. I hope so.
I feel like even though I didn't really, you know you very well during school, just like, you know, this last, I guess, year or so, to me, it seems like you're always just trying to see what the next best thing out there is for you. And, you know, you're doing all the things that you need to be doing. But people may not realize that, you know, what all you really got going on. So where do you think that drive comes from? Because I feel like you are very ambitious. You always, you know, you're always networking. You're always connecting. You're always looking to see what else you can do, what more you can do to better yourself. So where do you think that comes from for you?
I mean, I guess I would just always have to go to simple answer. Like my parents, like they just always ingrained in me. I mean, especially like my mom, just like always, whatever you do, do it at 110%. And one mm-hmm. like one thing she will always say to me, like, I don't know if I'm quoting verbatim. She would just always say, like, you define you. Yes, I am. That is her verbatim quote. You define you. And like to me, that means like, okay, at the end of the day, everything is in my hands in order to become my best self. And if mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, all the things I try to do, like just juggling multiple things at once, trying to network with the right people, do all those right steps that I try my mm-hmm. best to take. I feel like those are the things that you can control most. And that goes to her saying, let you define yourself. I mean, when I think of how I want to be defined, it's just, I want to be the best. I want to know I'm maximizing myself. I want to know that I'm maximizing mm-hmm. and reaching my full potential. I'm doing everything I'm doing at 110%. I just always wanted to just kind of just always be, like you said, just always looking for the next thing. I don't really try to be too complacent. Like, and I, sometimes mm-hmm. that can be a bad thing. Cause sometimes, I mean, when I do good things and great accomplishments, I myself overlook them. And sometimes people around me, like it takes people around me to say, like, hey, well, slow down. Like you're doing good things. You're doing the right things. You're pat mm-hmm. yourself on the back a little bit. And I mean, sometimes I'm real slow to do that because I don't want to get complacent. I don't want to like get lazy or anything like that. So like, I just always try to strive to be my 100%. I just strive to be my, what is my 100%? How can I maximize myself? That's just kind of how I always looked at things.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what you have to do. You have a great mindset and approach to that, because it can be hard to not, you know, take a step back and realize, okay, I'm doing everything right, like it's okay. But in terms of, you know, always thinking about the next thing, and it's good to not, you know, want to get complacent, like you said, but it's also, you know, it's also on the other side of that good to recognize and appreciate, you know, everything you've done up to this point, you know, everything you've accomplished. So I completely get that. I feel like I've been exactly where you are in terms of, you know, always thinking I need to be, okay, what else? But sometimes I had to, you know, take a step back and realize that, you know, I've done everything in my control. I gave 110%, you know, that I could do. I did what was best for me. And I loved what your mom said about, you know, you define you. Because at the end of the day, you define you. So, yes, she's preaching when she says that, I hear.
Yeah.
So do you ever find it hard to balance? I mean, you know, you're working almost like a 9-to-5. I know school hours are what, set like 8 to 3 or something like that?
Yeah, 8 to 3:30. Yep, 8 to 3:30.
Okay. And then, yeah. Your internship is Fridays?
Yeah, it's only Fridays. It's just Friday is my longer day. Yeah, I go 8 to 3:30. Then I go there at 6, usually 6 to 11, probably latest 12. So, yeah, that's really my only long day. So, yeah. Yep.
Okay. So, do you ever find it hard to, not hard to balance, because I feel like you have flexibility with your schedule, but do you ever feel like, how am I trying to ask this? Do you ever feel that you aren't doing like enough? Because I know you said, you know, it's hard to accept and appreciate everything right now, but do you ever feel like have that in the back of your mind?
All the time. And it's something that I'm still like, I mean, right now to this day, I'm still working to like overcome and just get better at, because at the end of the day, I mean, when I look at myself and just up to this point, I mean, just talking to you now, I'm realizing it now, like I do my best to control what I control and like maximize myself. And I need to do better with just acknowledging that and like acknowledging my progression, acknowledging my growth, and just patting myself on the back, because I do struggle with that like day to day a lot. Just like, am I doing enough? Why aren't I here? Like, why is this person, I don't know, just throwing something out here. Why is this person already almost making 6 figures and I'm still doing such and such? Why is my friend getting ready to move out of his parents' house? I'm still figuring out things. I'm still with mom and dad. Like I said earlier, to that comparison factor, I do that all the time, and I need to work better to overcome it. Just like I said, just realize, be more present in the moment, be more present in my overall journey, and just realize, like, just talk to myself and just realize, dude, like, you're doing good. Like, when you look at yourself from 18 coming into John Carroll to now 22, like, bro, you've grown in so many ways. And just talking to myself, you've grown in so many ways and done so many things, just and not even professionally, just as a young man, just as an adult. Like, and I do need to take a step back and realize, and it just can be so hard when you want so much for yourself. But at the end of the day, you do have to just take that progression, take your journey, not the journey, not the next man, not the next woman's journey. Take your journey for what it is. And I do need to start like working with that, like working with, like you said, just not necessarily asking myself, am I doing enough, or not feeling like I'm not doing enough? Because I mean, up to this point, I really have. Like, when I just evaluate things, I have, and I've controlled the controllables, and just I've done enough. Done enough to the extent that what I could control. Obviously, I still have way more room to grow, way more things to do, and I know that. But to this point where I am in my journey, I've done enough. I've given my 110%, and like I'm doing the best I can to define the person that I want to be. And that at the end of the day, that's all you can really do. So yeah, but to answer your question, yeah, I do struggle with that internally, and I need to find ways over that.
And it's a process, though. Like, you are. Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, yeah, we were talking about that social media thing. I might have to, because sometimes that can be like I feel like overall, like I never have had like low self-esteem, but just like I said, just when you're on social media and just like I said, surrounded by just so many people in general and just so many people on the right path, you can get caught up in their journey, caught up where they are. I remember another thing you said, I'm blanking on it. I'm going to remember, but yeah, you can get caught up in so many other, it was something good. I'm blanking, but you can just get caught up in
was
so
it
many.
The other, it was, delete your social media or.
It was regarding that. It was like, oh my God, it was definitely around that. I'm going to remember. It was so good.
Okay.
I'm going to remember, but you can, I do need to just take a step back and just look at my growth sometimes. Yeah. It can be hard.
No, I feel you. Even, I mean, at this point, I'm 24. Jeez, I was like, how old am I? I'm 24, so I'm only 2 years older than you. And, I mean, even at this point, yes, I'm only 1 year into my career, but it's still hard to not, reward or, I guess, be proud of my own accomplishments, my achievements. I mean, it's hard to sometimes even talk about it because you like, you know, I don't know. Like, I guess thinking for me, since we're on this, I mean, I'm a first generation college student. So, you know, navigating the college application process and all that, you know, oh my gosh, my parents were so supportive, but it was also completely new to them. Well, I guess not completely new because, you know, I have siblings and, siblings and everything. But still, you know, yeah. And it's just like it was such a special thing, you know, a special accomplishment that I think sometimes I don't take it for granted, but I just don't realize the value, you know, that holds and, you know, how I can be a role model for so many people and not, you know, especially in my family. And just something that's just like an example to use. But sometimes I don't take a step back and look back at, you know, everything I've achieved up to this point. Like, I just, what you were saying, it just really got me thinking. But I think it's something that's easier said than done. But it is something that you have to give yourself some grace. And you do have to remind yourself of your accomplishments, of your achievements. And like you said, pat yourself on the back sometimes.
Yeah, just growth. I mean, at the end of the day, that's all we're trying to do is just grow day by day, 1%, and just chase our 100. That's all we're trying to do, everybody. That's all we should be trying to do.
Yeah. Right, right. So what would you say, what do you think kind of, what do you think keeps you grounded during all of this? I mean, I know you're working a full-time job and you're still you're also pursuing, you know, what it is that you're passionate about. But what keeps you grounded knowing that, you know, you're on your way to bigger and better things?
That's a good question. What keeps me grounded? I would say, well, one answer would definitely be like, I would say my experiences to this point, because I mean, you could, as much as like you just kind of alluded to with one of the last questions saying like, am I doing enough? It's so easy to just like look at what you don't have or what you haven't done or just what you haven't done. But like, when I just think about my experiences and just like the people, around me, not necessarily like people we went to school with or just people I know, just friends I know.
Mm-hmm.
I think about my experiences overall and I just take a step back. Like, people really would be like really grateful and appreciative to be in my shoes. And so it's just like, I can't, like, and I'm real blessed to say, like, even like with the first take thing we were talking about, like the amount of admiration and like I literally got, one of my friends said, like, that was an inspiration to see, like, something like that from a friend, someone your age, somebody who like you're growing up with, somebody like, how am I an inspiration to you type thing? Like, how, just knowing that at the same time, I can look at the things that I don't have or haven't done, but also look at the opposite side of that, like specifically with my experiences, things I've been able to do, like and just see how people just constantly, family, friends, just constantly, like I said, harp certain praises and show admiration and be proud. That definitely like keeps me grounded and like say, okay, well, you are doing something. Like, another thing, like because I was doing an internship with the Browns as well, like during my junior year, no, early senior year. Like, long story short, I love Lamar Jackson. He is like, if you know Lamar Jackson. I love
Yes.
And I got to interview him and stuff. And like, just just I remember like just how my friends were saying like how proud of me they were of just me being doing that and just like, Mike, you're doing the right things. You're chasing your dreams, bro. You're so, I'm proud. Just things like that. It's just like,
that's
things
so cool.
Like that, things like that along the journey and just knowing like, well, darn, like I'm over here talking about everything I haven't done, the jobs I can't get. Mm-hmm. And I got my friends just like over here admiring me, just like probably would be so appreciative to do the things that I have done, like, and have the experiences
right.
I have. Like, it, I feel like that is one thing that definitely keeps me sane, definitely keeps me, like, motivated mm-hmm. and grounded overall, just knowing that. Another thing I want to stick, just more, oh, my God, I've grown to love mixed martial arts so much and just training
really?
More. Yes. Like,
that's
just,
interesting. Yeah, that's unique.
It is. And just, I started with watching, and over the past year, I've been training Muay Thai like 3 times a week. Like, I've always been like a workout guy. You know, I've playing sports all my life. I feel like it's been easy. Like, I've always just been like a workout guy. And like, getting into that, like, that keeps me grounded as well. Like, however it might sound, that just a new hobby, just like being able to actually learn something and actually have to, because like, okay, I'm going to start coaching basketball soon. I've been playing basketball my whole life. I can teach anybody like simple fundamentals, but I go to a Muay Thai class. This guy's that's been doing this for 15 years, 10 years, 3 years, whatever. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, yeah, just having to lock in on just what might be something that might be so simple to a guy that might have been doing this for 10 years, mm-hmm. just being a part of that journey, like having to actually like, okay, like I have to pay attention to this. I have to actually like learn this. I have to actually go home and like, you know, think about this and practice this.
Practice,
I feel like that,
yeah.
keeps me, yes, like that keeps me grounded as well. Just being a part of a new learning journey, like a new hobby, like something I would have mm-hmm. never, I would have never in a million years thought, oh man, dude, you're going to be 22. Doing
martial arts.
Yes. Loving, just happy to have, just waiting on Monday, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Just happy. Just, I can't wait to learn a new combo. I can't wait to learn a new kick. I can't wait to do, like, even that, like, in a way, keeps me grounded. Just a new learning journey. Like, just knowing that
I
can.
Yeah, you found a new outlet and something different to put your focus into.
Yes. Find a new way to grow. Just like it. Even that. So yeah, definitely like the experiences I have and the admiration around those, and yeah, like a new hobby. Like those are definitely the and I'll throw video games. Yeah. I throw my video games in there. Yeah, I gotta throw my
video. Oh, you're what is it? Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation. I love PlayStation.
PlayStation. What's that new, the 2K? Is that what you play too?
It got me. 2K got me. 2K has me. Okay,
I've been seeing, oh my gosh, my boyfriend plays that, and I'm just like, I look over and I'm just like, are you gonna be getting off soon? Like, are you done? Like, I don't even get it. Like, it just came, first of all, it dropped out of nowhere, and I'm like, oh, okay, so there's a new game out, so that I already knew what that meant. And he doesn't play the game much, but I know when stuff like, the last time he got this into the game was when that new Madden game came out.
All right. Madden comes out late August, then right early September is 3 weeks later, 2K runner. Yeah, it's a tough season.
Oh my God, it's a tough time.
Yeah. Tough time, girl. Tough time.
Gosh, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. But I did want to go back to what you said before. Well, I love that, you know, you got into talking about how, you know, other things that you found to kind of to use as an outlet to kind of keep you grounded, to look forward to trying new things. But before that, you were talking on the importance of not focusing on all the things you haven't done or all the things you can't do, but rather looking back and looking back at what you have done and what you can do, because that is so important in terms of being able to, once again, recognize and celebrate your achievements and your accomplishments, because it can be so easy to get kind of caught up in, I still need to do this, this, and this, or I haven't even done this, this, and this. But like you said, look at everything, you know, you've accomplished to this point, and the person that you're becoming. You're only 22 years old. You just graduated college, and you're becoming an adult and navigating all the things that come along with that as well. And that in itself can be a challenge, and it's all part of the journey, right? It's all part of the journey to get you to where you want to go.
Yes, most definitely. At the end of the day, I mean, all of our accomplishments, all of our milestones at the end of the day, they're not coming with us. But our legacy that we leave behind, like you touched on earlier, the impact that we leave on people, that is not necessarily going to come with us, but it'll still be around. I mean, like, that, it'll still be thought of. It'll still be remembered. So, I mean, yeah, like, at the end of the day, just looking at my holistic self, just my holistic growth is something I need to start, like, honing into more.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I think it's something I need to do, too. I think just the other day, so I have a nephew. He is, oh, my gosh, he's going to be 13 next month. Oh, I can't even believe that. Wow. But he is in 7th grade, so he's at that middle school age, right? And he goes to the same school I did, so he also goes to Perry. And they had, like, a career day type thing at school. And last year, was it last year? Either last year or earlier this year, one of my old teachers had reached out and asked me to, like, just send, or they asked me to come to the career day, but at the scheduling, it didn't work out, so I wasn't able to come. But I was like, hey, here's what I can do. I can make a video. You know, obviously, you know, we can edit and do a cool little video. So that's what I did. I recorded myself talking, then I also sent her some of my, like, YouTube things that I had that they could see. So fast forward, I guess they used that last year, but then they had some other career day a few weeks ago. And they, I'm getting to the point of this story, but had played the video that I made because, okay, so she reached out to me because she's like, a lot of my students are in this mindset. They're like people from, you know, Perry, they don't really do anything or it's boring here. Like, you know, kind of limiting themselves and having this narrow mindset of like, oh, you know, I can't, what else can I do besides this job, right? So she wanted to reach out to alum who are doing, you know, something different, something unique. So that's why she reached out to me. So I made the video, sent it to her. So I bring up my nephew because he's in the middle school and one of the teachers are at the middle school. And they played my video for all of the 7th and 8th graders in the school. And to know when my nephew called me and told me the reaction, because I just made a video. Like, I was just talking about, like, what I do, you know, my background, what I did in high school, what I did, you know, what I did while I was at Perry, what I did at college, what I do now, you know, I'm on TV. And the reaction to hear my nephew talk about how, not only how excited he was and how proud he was to be like, oh my gosh, you know, that's my auntie, but his peers, his students that were just so in awe. And I'm just like, for me, I'm just like, okay, like, I don't know how to... It's I don't realize the impact that things like that I guess I don't realize sometimes my impact that I can have on other people or the influence and, you know, being a role model. And it's just that kind of reminded me of what you were saying in terms of, you know, all these people reaching out and saying like, you're doing amazing things, like, look at you. And sometimes I guess you do need to hear that because you don't always see it for yourself.
Yes.
I say all of that because I think that was an example of that. Like, my middle, all these 7th and 8th graders, I don't even know, you know, they're hearing someone who, you know, was once in their shoes talking about a cool job they now have. And they're just so, like, I guess what, fanboying and all this stuff. And I'm just like, it made me take a step back and like hear my nephew talk about it. And it just made me feel also really good because it's like, wow, look at everything I have done up to this point.
Like, you were probably just recording a video, talking about things. Like, I'm assuming, like, I ran track. I did this, that, and the third. All that. Everyday, normal Taylor Anthony things that probably, like, you just, like, okay, I did this with, like, what? Like, just normal. And like you said, then they hear that react. Like, it can be mind-changing. Like, that's real.
It really can.
That's beautiful.
Like, yeah. And it means so much to know, like, I could have that impact. And that's part of the reason, not just that, but, you know, that it's part of it why I wanted to do this podcast, because I'm like, okay, our voices are powerful things and I'm honing in on my strength of communicating and I love talking to people. And I want to not only, you know, share myself on this podcast, but give other people a platform to kind of open up and share that for themselves, because sometimes you don't, Who you know, how many people are sitting here interrogating you about where you're at in life, right? And when you say it out loud, you know, you speak, I guess you not only speak things into existence, but sometimes hearing where you're at, saying it out loud, I feel like that can be another way that you can realize everything that you have done and everything that you have accomplished up to this point in your life. So I hope that this podcast is giving people a platform for that.
It literally is. Like I said earlier, like, I'm just talking through it with you is like setting some alarms off in my head now. Like, it, It is. It really is. So yeah, it's wonderful. I'm glad. Like it's yeah. This is great. It's great.
And I know you want to start. You have your own podcast. So what is it exactly that you're doing with yours right now?
So the last episode I've dropped, I've been kind of slow. It was 3 weeks back now. But usually me and my friend LaRon, like I said, I've gotten into, over the past year and a half, I've really gotten to mixed martial arts a lot. And it's just me and him, we're just talking the hottest topics in mixed martial arts, recapping like the latest fight, biggest news. It's literally just like conversational style, two dudes going back and forth on things I don't want to go that big of a scale, but just like a first take. Like, it's just two guys, two dudes.
Don't even say that big of a scale. No, that's exactly it. That's right. There you go.
You're
don't,
right.
Right. Don't minimize You're it.
Right. You're right. But, yep. So, just like that. Just like me. Like I said, just the hottest topics in MMA, really. Like I said, recapping fights, recapping certain fight cards, fight events. Anything revolving MMA, and we're just like giving our opinions on it, arguing about it, going back and forth. It's a lot of fun. We were doing real good once a week. And then we were doing real good once a week. We started up in August. We were starting to turn some corners, get a little like slight growth and stuff. We started slowing down because I got so worried about like the quality. I'm just like, because at first, that was like my main thing. I didn't want to start it because I didn't really know how to get good quality. And then, I mean, as we were talking about before, it got to a point where I'm like, you know what? We have an idea. We have a good idea here. We know what we're talking about. We have a good idea. We just got to start it. We just got to get into it and just.
Yeah, that's the hardest part.
Yeah, and just start it and figure it out. We can figure that out. And right now, we can just start it. Figured out, and we were, like I said, we were pretty consistent and stuff. And then after a while, I'm like, okay, like it is time to start honing on the quality. And then things start to slow down. We kind of stopped for a while, and we want to figure that out. The great Taylor Anthony gave me a tip, and now we're trying to build, like, get it back going consistently again. Latest was like 3 weeks ago, and it's kind of hard, Mac, because we don't really have a set day. He's trying to get into nursing school, doing his own thing a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, scheduling is a little tricky.
Scheduling can be wonky, but once we get back rolling, I think we're going to be real consistent and stuff. And yeah, so that's what it is. We call it split decision. Me and my guy, split decision, you know. Yeah, because you know that's one of the, it's either win by majority decision, split decision, draw.
Oh, see, I didn't even pick up on that. I was right, like, oh,
right,
that's cool.
Right. Yep. Unanimous decision. It's only us two, so we're the split decision. We're split decision.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. And it's so unique. You know, people say, like, find your niche and what's going to set you apart. You know, that's your own thing. And that's, I feel like if there are other podcasts out there like that, it may not be as common as any other podcast, you know, thing out there like that. So it's really cool. I'm so happy that you have something that you're passionate about and something that kind of can set you apart from everyone else. And I think I probably came across some of those videos and had no idea what you were talking about. Like, I was probably like, oh, that's cool. That I have the context, I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
That makes so much sense. Right.
So I can support you too now, even if I don't know necessarily what the heck you're talking about, but at least I know it's MMA. That makes sense. So.
That's hilarious. I'm about to say I could believe that because I posted on like, you know, if I post an episode like you do, I post it on my main thing. So, yeah, you probably definitely like see me talking, yapping and see somebody, I don't know, some such and such knockout. And you're like, what? And that's funny. That's hilarious.
Right. I'd be like, I thought he was covering football. Like, how are they? Like, who's kidding? So I'm happy I know that now.
Decision, yes, me and LaRon. So yeah, we're definitely gonna get rolling. So we need to start getting something going this week. If not this week, we're definitely need to start back next week for sure and get back to our every once a week schedule. We're doing really good for like I said, most of the summer, and then
school starts and jobs start. I get it.
Yep, that's that too. I didn't even say that. Yeah, me starting working, him starting back school. Yeah, that probably threw a wrench in it too. But yeah, we're gonna be fine. We're gonna work through it.
Yeah, there you go. Speak it into existence. That's cool. I'm excited to see that take off for you. Are you posting on like all the social media? Or what are you primarily focusing on?
Mostly TikTok and Instagram Reels is what I try. Okay. TikTok and Instagram Reels. Yeah. It seems like TikTok is like the most interactive or most interaction I can get, at least. And yeah, try to keep it like cross-platform, same time. Oh, and YouTube
That's
Shorts
good.
Too. Yeah, sure.
Okay, I was going to say, do those shorts, because I feel like YouTube is such a, or just from what I've heard, YouTube is such a, not newer, but in terms of, you know, like the shorts and, you know, it's like trial and error, just seeing what works, honestly. So I was going to say, just spam that content on those YouTube shorts. So I'm happy you already, I'm trying too. I'm like, okay, this video got 1,000 views, but this one got like 20. So I'm like, what's the trick here? Is it the...
You got to keep pushing it
out. Like, is it the time of day? Like, I haven't figured that out yet. So I'm so happy that you have your own thing going and something that you're passionate about. Like, is the hope that, obviously you want to continue to grow this, but what is the dream? Like, I know it's working in sports, but like, do you want to cover all sports? Do you want to focus in on like, I mean, what if like the MMA thing were to like turn into something like a big opportunity for you? Have you kind of thought about that far ahead or not yet?
I have. I mean, that's all I can think about is that far ahead. That's all I can think about is like how, yeah, yes, I have. Yes. Mm-hmm. Dream, ideally, in a perfect world, I would be working at ESPN covering, I would be an ESPN reporter probably covering either NBA or mixed martial arts. Cause I mean, basketball was definitely, if you asked me 3 years ago, you would definitely say that I would want to be an NBA reporter. Mm-hmm. MMA has grown to be like my favorite sport now. And like you said, like, I'm thinking ahead of that, like, wow, like one day what if, like, just dreaming, what if one day I would like work for the UFC or like be like one of their beat reporters or head writers or something like that. So in terms of dream, yes, I would definitely, it would either be me like at ESPN covering either basketball, even NFL, basketball, NFL or combat sport would definitely be the three. Yeah, like being a writer or being on an on-air personality for like a show or that, like those type of things for like either one of those sports, NFL, MMA, or basketball. So I would definitely say probably ESPN, like where ESPN on TV as an ESPN employee, probably like that is probably my
dream. Yeah. Okay, well, you can and you will. You will get there. You just got to trust the process. And let me tell you also, you don't need a big journalism school to get there. It's all about who you know, networking up, but also down. I feel like that's important, too. Mm-hmm. And just continue. I think you're doing all the right steps. You're doing everything that you can that's in your power to get you there. So don't feel discouraged that you didn't go to like, you know, the big journalism schools for undergrad, because I know a part of me felt that way. And that's why I ended up doing that. I don't have regrets, because I think it put me in a really good place for where I'm at now. But if I knew then what I know now, I could have seen the other, I guess, avenues or the other paths that could have also helped get me here. But that's why, you know, you learn, life is a big lesson. You learn as you go and you follow the path that that makes sense in that moment. I just wanted to tell you that, because I feel like, you know, we're kind of into similar, you know, journalism. It's kind of, you know, a lot of it overlaps, but don't feel discouraged that, you know, you didn't have that type of schooling or education necessarily. If you're doing all the right things, you're doing everything in your power that you need to be doing. So I just did want to tell you that.
Thank you. It's great to hear. Like you said, it's just a simple heap of praise could do so much. So, but thank you.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Kind of reflecting back, who you were going into John Carroll at 18, 19 years old is not the same Mikey that you are today.
Check this out. 17, first 2 weeks.
You went into, you were 17, so you were a baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 17. So when's your birthday? You're young,
September 5th. September 5th, so I had about two, three weeks as the minor on campus. Yep.
Okay. Oh, well, happy belated, I guess. What, about a month ago now? So if 17-year-old Mikey could see 22-year-old Mikey now, what would he say? What would he think? I mean, he'd have to be proud, right?
You took it out of my mouth. He would say, keep going. keep reaching for the stars. You're making me proud. That's what he would say. The things you've done is just, I would not have thought, 17-year-old, speaking as 17-year-old Mikey, I would never have thought I would be in certain positions, be in certain rooms, be in certain locker rooms specifically. Right. Be in locker rooms, in certain people's faces, meeting certain people, getting certain, like I said, just professional experiences. Like I would definitely say I'm proud. Keep going. You don't know what's next. Keep just taking your journey for what it is. And just, yeah, just overall, like I would just be proud. Like just proud that I even just saw everything through. It can be real easy to just, I mean, I guess for lack of better terms, just jump ship. Like it, he would be really proud and say, you saw things through. You're going to continue to see things through because you have to. There's no other choice. You've done great things and just continue to just, I'm proud. That's what he would say that.
Well, you should be. You should be. I know even myself, like looking back on me going in freshman year, like I was a completely different person and I'm so happy with my own personal growth. And it's really rewarding to know that, you know, we've came out on the other end, like, changed people, different people, but also just in a better place and ready to kind of shoot for the stars and just keep growing and keep learning and just seeing where this life, you know, life, our careers kind of take us.
Yeah, because I mean, just like for something specifically, like with TCN, like I remember writing my opening, the first week of classes when I was editor, took over as editor, like I wrote a column, just kind of just brief introduction type thing. And like one of the things I harped on was like the courage that I had to just take that position in the first place. Because like if I'm looking back, like as 17-year-old me as myself, I would have never thought like just being real, coming from Euclid, I don't know the numbers, but definitely way more of Euclid is definitely a black school. I was definitely worried about like just certain, how would I fit in? How would people around me, you know, take me in? Is bad at the end of the day, it's the world. Are there certain things I have to worry about in terms of just like PWI as a black man and just going from worrying about that, those types of things. And then 4 years later, seeing yourself in a leadership role, like as a sports editor, and not only seeing yourself in a leadership role, actually like putting 100% effort into it, getting rewarded for it just from I like certain press clubs awards and just classmates, colleagues saying I'm doing a great job. Hey, your story's been great. Hey, making an impact on people like that. Just going from worrying about, hey, would I fit into this school to four years later, taking a leadership position and excelling in it, impacting people in it with it, inspiring people with it, that in itself is like crazy to me. Like that in itself would have took courage. Like I'm going from, like I said, would I fit in with this school? Am I making the right choice to like I'm inspiring the people around me? Like that, even that within itself, I feel like is like a real big reflection of like just my growth from that time period.
Yeah, and that's so special because even, you know, all the challenges that did come with navigating a predominantly white school as people of color, I think we made the most of our experiences there and took every opportunity that came our way to get us where we wanted to be and to get us ahead, right? Yes. And that's what we had to do. Instead of sitting in those situations and complaining about, you know, this and that and the third, you know, we made those opportunities for ourselves. It's like, okay, instead of sitting here and complaining, what can we do about it? What can we do differently? How can we make this better for ourselves? Or what can we get from here to put us further ahead?
Yes, exactly. Now, I do want to say, like, I mean, John Carroll definitely always from day one, like I said, at the end of the day, I had worries and, you know, I had worries. But from day one, like, especially like the basketball team, I always be grateful for how they took me in and stuff and took me in as brother, like the brotherhood with them and just. And just John Carroll overall, like I said earlier, just people I met and the people that got me closer to like certain resources that got me certain experiences, like Joe Ginley, Joe Gilley's so amazing. I could harp on Joe Gilley all day. I could harp on him all day. He was the he was the guy that introduced me to that Browns internship. So I mean, in my head, I'm thinking, well, thank you, Joe Gilley. You are the reason I got to meet my favorite athlete. Like that, like just mm-hmm. and I say that to say, like, for all my worries that I had coming in, John Carroll did an exceptional job and great job.
So, Michael, I mean, we've been talking about a little bit of everything, but you should be so proud of where you're at right now and everything that you have. I can remember to give yourself a pat on the back.
Thank you.
But before, you know, the whole point of this podcast, where you at, as I'm sure you know, you've been a very active listener, and I appreciate that so much. You know, I always kind of wrap things up with some reflection of, you know, where you're at right now. So when you think of everything up to this point, you know, being 22 years old and still figuring things out, but you just finished undergrad too. So, you know, this kind of in-between part of your life, where do you feel that Mikey is at right now?
I feel like I'm at a spot where I can acknowledge that I've grown, like I've grown a great amount, a great notable amount, but I'm nowhere near done. Like you said, I'm 22 years old. My life, if we're being honest, it hasn't, at minimum, it's just getting started. If it has, I feel like I'm in a position where I have to just continue to just stand on my principles, stay on my moral overall as a person, as a human being, stay on my commitment, my discipline, and just continue to look for other ways to grow. And just I'm at a place where I need to continue to look for other ways to grow. Like I said, whether that be holistically as a person, professionally, I just need to find ways overall that just contribute to my growth. And even like I said, I can reflect and know that I've grown a notable amount, but still needing to evolutionize and just grow into my best version to myself that I can be, even if that means changing a little bit, which is good. Change mm-hmm. can be great. It can be bad or great. It can be good. But I'm in a position where I just continue to stay true to myself, stay true to my principles that got me to this point that I am proud of, and just continue to just look for ways to evolutionize and grow as a person. So that's where I would say I'm at right now.
Yeah, well, you have the right mindset. You have the right approach. And I know good things are coming in your future. So just keep on keeping on. Do everything that you've been doing that's got you to this point, because you're doing everything right. At least in my eyes, you're doing everything right. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was great being on here. I had a fun time. It was a real good talk. It was a real good conversation. Got to have me back.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Yeah, thank you for coming on. And if you ever do anything, you know, let me know. I'd be more than happy to be a part of it.
Okay, thank you. It's great.